reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Advocate comes, whom I will send you for the Father. The Spirit of truth proceeds to the Father. He will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this, and when their hour comes, you will remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, throughout this long holiday weekend, many of us have gathered with families for a barbecue, or some of our fellow parishioners have gone out of town, as it is a long holiday weekend. But we must never forget what we are remembering today as a nation. Memorial Day is about praying for those who died, these brave men and women who put their lives on the line and played the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be here today. And sometimes life just doesn't make sense when people that we love die unexpectedly, especially our young people. It hurts, and it's so normal to question why. Why do things happen like this, God? So our gospel is a very powerful reminder to all of us that as difficult as life can be at times, death is never the final answer. Jesus Christ is risen, and because he conquered death for all of us, even in our darkest, most difficult moments, there's always hope, because we know that we, God willing, will be with those that we love again one day. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd much rather be in heaven than here on earth, and I hope you agree with me, do you not? There's no politics in heaven, right? All those things that we worry about, none of that's going to matter. But what we do know is that Jesus is risen. And we have to remind ourselves of that time and time again, because life is hard at times. And that's what our readings warn us about today. So in those moments where life seems so hard that you may not even want to get out of bed, remember, heaven awaits each and every one of us. And we will be with those who we love again one day. In a special way, our hearts go out to you today, losing your son yesterday so hard, that you're here every morning and know that we all love you and that you will be with him again one day. So let us comfort you with our love, because you are very loved, both of you, okay? So we give your son to Jesus this morning, and we ask that he be brought to him in heaven. So let's just pray for all of our brave men and women who died, but in a special way, let's pray for your son as well, who died yesterday, that all of our beloved dead may have the reward of eternal life in heaven.